and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lenten journey actually started last Wednesday with the imposition of the asses. Now, in the early church, the 40 days of Lent is considered as the last part of the 2 to 3 year journey to become a Christian, which culminates in baptism at the great vigil of Easter. So during these 40 days, we will also experience this on the person of our acolyte Vincent. He will be earnestly preparing himself to be baptized on the Easter Vigil. But for us who are already baptized, this Lent is going to be a journey of renewal of our Christian life, which will culminate with the renewal of our baptismal promises, also at the great vigil of Easter and on Easter Day. Now, the readings today that you have just heard on this first Sunday in Lent remind us that this journey has many temptations along the way. In the first reading, Adam and Eve were tempted by the devil. They gave in to the temptation. They disobeyed God by eating of the forbidden fruit. And God drove them out of the Garden of Eden. And he closed the big gates against them, which was just symbolic of the break in the relationship between the human beings and God. Now, in the gospel reading, the devil also tempted Jesus 3 times. But unlike Adam and Eve, Jesus resisted the temptations. In doing so, Jesus gave us some valuable lessons on resisting temptations that come our way during our own journey of living the Christian life. Remember the first temptation? Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, so he was hungry. So the devil used this hunger to tempt him. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But of course Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Of course, bread here stands for the temptation of material things. To counter this first temptation, the church invites us to observe the Lenten discipline of fasting. For fasting helps us to examine our attitude towards material things. More concretely, fasting should remind us to avoid wasting food and water. Fasting should also remind us to support the initiatives that to provide access to basic necessities in life, food and water, shelter and clothing, and medicine. But of course, there is another side to fasting, as Jesus reminded us in his saying, that it is not just by bread alone that man lives, but from the word that comes from the mouth of God. This is a reminder that the other side of fasting is actually reading the Word of God, feeding ourselves with His Word and His inspiration, and if possible to attend church reflections on Fridays of Lent and during the Sunday service. The second temptation, then the devil took Jesus to the top of the temple and tempted him to doubt God by putting him to the test. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone. In our life too, we doubt God when he fails to respond to our test. Like, you hear somebody saying, if I pass this interview and get the job I want, I know, God, that you love me. If you heal my daughter from cancer, then I am sure, God, that you care for me. As if telling God, if you don't do this, then you don't care, then you don't love me. Now, to counter this doubt, Jesus tells the devil, again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. As if saying that this is not about me. This is about the will of my Father. It is the will of God that should be done. In like manner, to counter this temptation, the church proposes the Lenten discipline of prayer. Prayer, as Jesus taught us, is about the Our Father, the primary prayer that he taught us in scriptures, where we ask the Lord to lead us not into temptation and do not bring us to the test, so that we could refocus away from our self-centeredness to become God-centered. Prayer is a way of detaching from self and attaching to God. We pray to keep ourselves always centered on God. Then the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world and its glory. This is the third temptation. All this I shall give to you if you will fall down and worship me, so says the devil. Here the temptation is expressed in terms of power, honor and glory and riches. Worship the devil and all this will be yours. This is the subtle temptation of getting all these good things through whatever means, dishonest, dishonorable, or plainly wrong. So to counter this temptation, Jesus tells the devil, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship your God, and him only shall you serve." So to set our values straight, the church calls for almsgiving in the widest sense of the word. That is, the giving of our time, our talents, and our treasures. For all these good things are the Lord's, and we are just stewards of them. And almsgiving is an exercise of this stewardship. So during this Lenten journey of 40 days to Easter, let us remember the three temptations and especially the three corresponding disciplines about food and material things, which is fasting, about doubt of God in his will for our good as our time for prayer, about power, honor, glory, and riches in our almsgiving, in detaching ourselves from these things and giving them back to God. We hope that this Lenten journey will be fruitful for each and every one of us. Amen.